Fred Film Radio, this is Katusha. Today we are at Flame Conference in Manchester, and now we are with Ilaria Brancatelli. She is a researcher for different colleges in the Manchester area. So can you please introduce us the main topic of your talk today at Flame?
Yes, basically today I've had the pleasure to introduce a topic that is really close to my heart because it's taken quite a bit of energy in these last few years of research, the use of visual media to enhance learning, to maximize teaching and learning in the classroom, and in a particular context, which is the language classroom, basically in language acquisition, even if my research has been much wider in these last few years within the social sciences.
You started your talk with a very nice story from your childhood that tells us a lot about your approach to teaching and learning. Can you please repeat it for us, for Fred Film Radio?
Yes, I was spending lots of time with the company of my grandparents, especially my granddad, and living at the seaside and sitting on the beach very often, and my granddad telling stories about history and Greek mythology and Greek philosophers. And there was a particular story which was about Socrates that near to his death he was learning a piece of music, and he was asked why, if there was death nearly there, and there wouldn't be any point for a human being to do such a thing. And he said, well, because I can learn this, I can know this before I die. And that, as a child, struck some interest on me and opened some doors to pursue an interest in learning, giving value to learning. And later on, professionally, I started my quest on how to maximize learning, teaching and learning. And that's what my research is based on, basically.
Your approach is very multidisciplinary towards the learning processes. Can you tell something about that, about your passion for learning for the learning process itself?
Yes. The methodology I use is ethnographic in nature. I use ethnography, so the core of ethnography is participant observation. And it gives the researcher, in this case, the privilege to be inside the context, not as an observer, but as an inside participant of the context that we want to study. So it's a privilege to be inside the world you want to understand. This is the primary research side. I like to pair up this with secondary research, obviously. Literature that comes from research, that comes from psychology and cognitive psychology, is very interesting for me, and informs us on cognitive processes and the way we learn, and in that way also we can understand the way that we can maximize learning. So this is what I've been talking, really, and I've been looking into it. So through ethnographic findings, we have some information, feedbacks from the classroom, from the students, from the observation, informs us that, for example, video and visual, any visual media is a very, very important tool, very valuable to maximize learning. But I look at corroborating these ethnographic findings with research in cognitive science, in psychology, and that's what I've looked into. So, for example, yes, we have feedback from the classroom that the use of a video as a tool is valuable, but how can we explain it? Why individuals exposed to this method benefit from it? Why? So what are the mental processes? And this is basically what I look into. Cognitive science is very valuable to corroborate, to confirm what the ethnographic findings are.
What's the first word coming to your mind when you think about education? The very first word?
Pleasure. I think if the learners is not engaged and there is not an anticipation to what is going to be, well, learning can be a little bit dry. So how can we maximize this? How can we engage the learner in enjoying as well the learning experience? So learning and enjoying at the same time. and that will obviously have an impact on the engagement of the learner, and hopefully at the end there will be an enhanced learning experience.
Thank you very much. We have been talking with Ilaria Brancatelli from Flame Conference in Manchester. This is Katusha for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.